My name is Russell Tebow. I'm not here to take a position on the bill or on the Northern Pass project. I have been retained by the Devine Millimet law firm and to research the literature on the impact of high voltage transmission lines on property values. My study was paid for by a public service company in New Hampshire, by Northern Utilities, and I have previously done appraisal work for Northern Utilities. I'll also say I count among the people in Orange, many of my clients, past and present. All I did was very simple. Look at the appraisal literature in the appraisal journal and the international right-of-way that examined the impact of high voltage transmission lines on property values once the line is in, and that's an important distinction. When a line is put in, property owners get compensated. These studies looked at the impact after the line is in on property values. The studies that I looked at, I really focused on those done since the year 2000. I looked at more than 50 studies that both directly and studies reviewed in other literature. I want to add yet another caveat in the interest of full disclosure, is that I didn't see any transparent bias in the studies, but there was one study that was funded by Northeast Utilities and another by Quebec Hydro. So it's important to know that.
Mr. Tebow, can I interrupt it?
Because if I didn't tell you, you would know anyway.
Can I interrupt?
Am I right?
Sir, can I interrupt to ask a question?
Which yes,
is
sir.
One is, is your study going to be submitted for
yes,
the record?
And my comments in brief form. This is as brief as I can get it. The study is 22 pages.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
I mean, my point was just going to be that I think we appreciate the conclusions of the study, but not.
Not
the methodology of the study,
okay.
Not all the cap, because you're going to submit it to Susan, presumably, and
yes.
we are going to review. We're not going to act on this today, by the way, for people who had suggested that. Too
okay.
much material has been submitted for us to act. We need a reasonable amount of time to
Two
review.
More points, real very quickly,
okay.
Mr.
Thank
Chairman,
you.
If I may. The majority of the research examined in my analysis concludes that an HVTL does not have a consistent major measurable impact on property values once the line is in. This is consistent with the brief synopsis of the literature and sales analysis in the Danis appraisal, which I think the committee has seen or will see. Can you reach a conclusion as to the impact of the Northern Pass based on these studies? No. None of the studies I reviewed examined this issue in New Hampshire. As I note in my report, your mileage may vary. My assignment was to report the findings of the literature and not to estimate the impacts of the proposed Northern Pass. That can only be determined by a careful study of the corridor once it is defined. Tried my best to look at all of the studies since 2000 to review them carefully and not misrepresent their conclusions. So the literature search. Any questions?
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Seeing none. We
thank you very
that.
Much.
And I'm
I want to just finally say we have a wonderful country. And thank you for the effort that people put in to express themselves and the opportunity to do so.
Thank you.